Disease and famine have hit Zimbabwe, a ministry's frustrated. The secular state sides with India's Christian minority, and kids can change a nation with the help of a ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Government politics are blamed for Zimbabwe's current tragedies of disease and famine. While millions starve, the rejection of critical food aid has SIM's Dave Bremer stymied.
Other products that we've found when they've been taken to the Zimbabwean officials have been met with the same resistance and same official rejection of the products. And so we're beginning to wonder whether it's got to do with the product or whether it's got to do with the desire to help their people or just to keep their political position secure.
Rather than wait, their partners began distributions to Zimbabweans seeking refuge in South Africa. Bremer says the gospel is foremost on their team's mind.
The biggest agenda for us really is to bring people to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the situation where they're dying from cholera and starvation, we have to attend to that urgently. And through that show, witness not only to the individual that we're ministering to with physical needs, but to the whole community as they see love put into action.
Next, because India is a secular state, the Supreme Court says they won't allow minority persecution. They've ordered Orissa State to protect Christians or step down. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi received the news with cautious optimism.
There has been negotiation, you know, diplomatic efforts of the state government and the leadership of the chief minister. We give credit to that negotiation. The pressure came from the Christians. We don't know how they will be able to carry out their stated order.
In the meantime, Padidi says they're launching their own response to help.
We here at Bibles for the World have received urgent appeals to provide at least 50,000 Bibles as quickly as possible. These Bibles are primarily for the pastors, Christian workers, and believers who have lost everything.
It costs just $5 to get a Bible into their hands. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. According to statistics, there are up to 200 million children who are classified as orphans around the world. Kids Alive International is just one organization that's caring for them both physically and spiritually. President of Kids Alive, Al Lackey, says the ministry started in 1916.
Our focus is to rescue orphans around the world and to give them care, bring them into the Kids Alive family and care for them until they're adults and productive, godly young men and women in their own country.
Kids Alive serves 6,500 kids in 17 nations through residential small home care, community outreach, and education. Sharing the gospel with these kids is a top priority, says Lackey, even in countries where the gospel isn't welcomed.
We have about 700 nationals that work for us around the world, wonderful believers that are creative and they understand how to survive and share the gospel in their countries. And so we rely on these nationals.
$35 a month can sponsor a child. Go to our website. And finally, Cornerstone University's Grand Rapids Theological Seminary is gearing up for their annual symposium February 9th. This year, the symposium is offering some very practical steps to help us more effectively develop multicultural relationships. Dr. David Livermore says,
this year's theme is One Church, Many Cultures. We're actually combining with the seminary's event Talking Points, and it's going to be a full day of interacting about how culture affects the way we do ministry in the 21st century world, whether that's West Michigan or Timbuktu.
Livermore says with multiculturalism growing across the U.S., the symposium could help you as you reach out.
I anticipate us offering people some very practical steps for what you actually do to become a church that's more welcoming or a ministry that's more welcoming to people from culturally diverse backgrounds.
Registration is available. Just go to our website and click on the link. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Danica Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.